Dr. Librand and his wife, Jody, of 34 years, homeschooled their five children from birth to college, where they all excelled in academics and community, the University of Texas, and Abilene Christian. With their combined degrees, two BAs, two masters, one doctorate, Fred and Jody have stuck with their faith and their obsession with practical learning. As a result, the overall theme of teaching them to learn how to learn invades everything they offer.
Right now is an incredibly wonderful, amazing time to live if you want to teach your kids how to communicate and how to tell the truth. Because right now in the political world and online, there is so much confusion, poor communication, dishonesty, that the examples of what not to be are endless. It's amazing. My name is Fred Ray Librand, and I'm an educator, a father of five. We homeschooled from birth to college, and I wanted to talk to you about communication. I can't say I was always a great communicator since I started as a kid, but I can tell you that growing up in a home with a dad who was in politics in the state of Alabama was a bit of an advantage, and then having moved on to teach communications at the University of Alabama helped me a little bit too. And I just want you to understand that this comes down to something unusually simple if you want to teach your children about communication. And the simplicity is this. The question is always, what is meant? What did the person speaking mean by what he or she said? What do you mean by what you're saying? And if you'll understand that the goal is meaning, you can start straightening out, you know, the messes that we create in communication. Most people right now are busy with this weird little idea that perception is meaning. You know, perception is truth. No, perception is perception. And if perception is truth, then misperception is truth. In other words, there's got to be something outside of the conversation than just your silly opinion. Or their silly opinion. So in all this mess in the media that we've got, where they're putting out fake news, which should be called false news, like false advertising, in that context, the question is always, what was meant? What did he mean? What did she mean? What do I mean? And then you work with words to convey meaning. Words are a bridge, and you can't play around with them because they mean structurally what they mean. But the issue is always the meaning. And so trying to ask a question like, what does he mean? What does she mean? What do you mean? That's going to be the game that makes the difference. So even in the family, hearing what they say is one thing. That's what you say. But what you mean, that indeed is the other thing. And so we get to what you mean by what you say. Maybe that all sounds confusing. But I assure you, if you'll simply start looking at your kids or get the kids to look at you and say, what do you mean? You know, when miscommunication occurs, when you say, I want you to clean your room, and they say, what do you mean? Well, that's actually not that bad. Does that mean straighten it up or to make it so you can eat off the floor? Does it mean to get things out of sight visibly? See, they don't ask what you mean, so they clean it up and you come in and you go, no, this is not clean. Right. You should tell them up front. You should say, I want to come in here in a little bit. Everything's put away. Nothing's out. Bed's made. Everything's in their box, drawer, container. And I'm going to do an inspection. And then you'll learn to connect meaning and communication. Meaning, communication. The focus is meaning. Hope that helps.